perhaps the best known is musician Nick Cave from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. But moving from the poetics of alternative rock into the realm of performance pieces, the artist Nick Cave stands on the top tiers of visual arts. Based in Chicago, he is in Atlanta this week organizing a new piece based on this city. And our City Lights producer, Gabby Watts, went to the performance site at Pont City Market to see how his sound suits would swoosh and whirl this weekend.
In 1992, artist Nick Cave picked up a twig.
And I proceeded to collect all the twigs in the park, brought them to my studio, drilled holes in each one, applied them onto this understructure. And what I was thinking of building a sculpture, I all of a sudden realized that I could physically put this on. And the moment I put it on and started to move in it, sound was then generated. So that's really the origin of the sound suit.
Sound suits have been Nick Cave's trademark for more than two decades. They are colorful and cover the entire body. But other than that, the sound suits are all pretty different. One looks like a furry pink bunny rabbit, another, covered in sequins, looks like a Pac-Man alien, one resembles your grandma's tweed with two dozen tin toys sticking out of the face and shoulders.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grand Central, 42nd Street.
And another example, in 2013, Cave choreographed a herd of sound suit horses at Grand Central Station.
Yeah, you know, with Grand Central Station, it was amazing when we were there for 7 days, twice a day performing. And it was fabulous. Each day, each performance was just fabulous.
Cave uses almost anything to make his suits. Fur, buttons, hair, flowers, stuffed animals, baskets. And some of the suits have understructures that make them more than 8 feet tall. And while they've been on display at museums and galleries around the country, these suits were meant to dance. And this weekend, some suits are here in Atlanta. They are neon-colored hair and raffia suits, Wookiee-like, that make swooshing sounds when in motion. This is a collaboration with local organization Flux Projects and 33 local dancers, actors, and musicians. It's called Upright Atlanta. With this title, Cave means to empower, to symbolically sit the city upright. The symbolism is seen on multiple levels of the performance. For one, the performance is at Pont City Market, which is still under construction. But it's a revitalization of a building and could be a new hub for Atlantans to gather at the crossroads of four neighborhoods. Second, the performance starts with an invasion of dancers, but it is focused around an initiation. One group of performers, the so-called initiates, are revitalized and empowered during the piece through the construction of their own sound suits.
So what we're doing is that we're really sort of setting a sort of behind the scenes sensory for the audience to really sort of see how the physical body can be adorned and completely consumed. And then these individuals then will eventually then rise off these stools. It strips everyone down and then we rebuild one's identity up.
The third symbolic level of the piece is that Atlanta itself has been rebuilt several times over.
When we were talking to Nick early on, we were talking about a project that was going to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the burning of Atlanta.
This is Ann Dennington, the executive director of Flux Projects.
We were interested in how this cycle of destruction and renewal had become sort of part of Atlanta's DNA. These cycles of fire and rising from the ashes and how that's on our city seal, and things like the Wyckoff Hotel fire, but also celebratory fire like the Olympic Flame.
The project transformed from fire in the title Resurrection to Upright, which Kay found more suited to Atlanta.
The process of that and how that feels to be adorned and to be sort of moved into a selfhood that we thought uprights was a much more of a powerful and more impactful sort of message.
We are in a renaissance, Atlanta, the art scene.
That's T. Lang, who's the main collaborator on this project with Cave. She's a professor of dance at Spelman College and has choreographed the opening number. She wore her first suit last November.
And I was at first concerned if they were fragile. But once I put them on and Nick reassured me that they are crafted to move for dancers, movement specialists. And once I tried it on, I don't know, I just went off. I went off in movement. Like in any project, you do your research.
One part of her research was going to Mardi Gras.
I was able to get on Bourbon Street and figure out how to move and dance in the crowd without touching people and celebrating, and was able to meet some of the participants in the Mardi Gras Indians and seeing their costumes, their sound suits, their feathers, and how they moved in the space and how they embody that space.
For the shows this weekend, space, or a lack thereof, is a major concern. At Pont City Market, there is an elevated stage, but the performers also dance in the crowd.
Yeah, all shows are sold out, so we're expecting 750 people per show, seven shows. So, you know, the dancers and I were having a conversation and me reminding them of when you're in that club experience or you're in the parade and how you have to maneuver around and not touch folks but still hold on to your groove and your dance, it's the same exact feeling.
Cave, who choreographed the second more somber part of the show, the initiation, gave Lang some advice.
The performance looks great, but I said, remember, it's 750 people per performance. How you not all of this leaping across the floor and not going to happen.
It's hard to know what to expect from the choreography. Maybe you can draw from the fact that Cave trained with the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater back in the day. And Lang grew up near Chicago, dancing at house showdowns. But the point of the dance, and the sound suits in general, is not to categorize anything.
You know, we tend to always want to categorize things in order to understand things. And I think what I'm trying to do is sort of like, how can we as people sort of be open to differences? And now you're sort of forced to reckon with something without judgment.
Again, the sound suits cover everything. You can't tell who is inside them. Their gender, race, everything is covered up. With this, the suits have always been political. That first sound suit, the one made out of twigs from the beginning of the story, it was inspired by the brutal beating of Rodney King, which led to the explosion of tension in the 1992 LA riots.
You know, what motivates me, it's really just sort of the political climate. There's always something to address.
For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.